Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Hello, it's Rafał Milak from Poland. I'm a photographer and visual activist, and I want to introduce you to the Archive of Public Protests, a collective of Polish activists, researchers, visual artists, and photojournalists, but primarily engaged citizens that use photography. So we all started to document protests after the right-wing populists took over the power back in 2015 and right away started to violate the Polish constitution and human rights in a scale that we haven't witnessed since the collapse of communism. And the social response was immediate and hundreds of thousands took to the streets. It was one of the most critical and formative moments for Polish civic society. The archive is not a commercial entity. It's not a photo agency that supplies images for the mainstream media. It builds visual representation of and by the discriminated communities. So it's fundamentally not an objective medium and advocates for the issues of those who lose in confrontation with power structures. The online platform was created in 2019 and has currently 18 contributors from all over Poland and has collected tens of thousands of protest images. It's a semi-open free license resource for activists, artists, researchers, educators, and all who want to reflect on the protest culture. In the peak of pro-choice protests against the nearly total abortion ban in the fall of 2020, we published the first issue of the Strike newspaper, a free publication with protest slogans and testimonies along with the protest images. In the following 2.5 years, we've distributed more than 30,000 copies of 8 different issues of the Strike newspaper dedicated to women reproductive rights, climate change, LGBTQ+ community protests, Belarusian diaspora protests against Lukashenko regime, humanitarian crisis at the Poland-Belarus border, and last but not least, anti-war and solidarity with Ukraine protests. The archive is still growing and not a single issue that we've been advocating for has been resolved.